Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, a woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Welcome to Atlanta Mix Radio, WMRDB, the woman's station, as well as our network, which is building with 10 Radio with Mr. Stan G. Lucas and his guest tonight, Ms. Zarian Lovelace. Our topic is drag versus trans on WMRDB. So you guys join in. You guys give us a call at 516-387-1251. And we are introducing our host for the night, Mr. Stan G. That means in gusto, y'all. Lucas, what's up, Stan?
What's going on? What's going on? Everything's good. Everything's good. And I'm going to introduce my co-host. I'm going to let her introduce herself. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her.
Ready? You're ready. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Zarian Lovelace. I am the CEO and founder of a nonprofit here in Atlanta, Georgia, entitled NOMO, that stands for Navigating Omitted Minds Over Time. And pretty much what we do is we are a support system for trans women of color here in Atlanta. We're a baby organization. We just started last year, and we're looking to do some positive and awesome things this year. So if you need to find me, you can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, NOMO Organization, or NOMO Nonprofit. There you go.
All right. So with that said, I'm glad to have Zarian here with me, a great co-host with me. And so tonight's subject, we got a couple things we're gonna just discuss. And what we're gonna be discussing basically is, I ran across something about a week ago about a 9-year-old drag queen. And it's, he's a 9-year-old drag queen. And reading the article, my thing was, when is it too young? Are you exploiting a child when you have a 9-year-old doing drag? And then at the same time, the mother said that she recognized he wanted to do drag since he was a toddler. So my definition of toddler is like, what, 2 years old?
Yeah, like 22.
So what in the world? I mean, I guess people weigh in on it. 516-387-1251. And just kind of tell us what you think. I mean, I'm just curious. And then when is it too young to put a child up, to put a child into drag? And are they exploiting this kid or what? I just want to get people's opinion. And is it too young? When is it too young for them to start taking hormones? You know, how do you recognize this in a kid? You know, so how is this done? So that's kind of where we are. But
Can I give you what I was thinking when I first read this thing? I was like, okay. So, okay, I understand he's 9 years old, and the designer, you know, Hilton designs,
right,
drag women, you know, clothes, but it's for adults, not children. So my thing was, at 9 years old, you need to be outside, you know, playing in the dirt, you know, just, you know, being a kid. Not too much worried about, you know, you in drag and, you know, doing all the extra.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I really hold the parents responsible, you know, for this. For me, I think it's exploitation, and I think it's, you know, for fame, too. They're trying to, you know, come up on the come up.
Okay.
If that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
So I just think that, I just think 9 years old is just entirely too young for something like that to, for a 9-year-old boy to dress up in drag. I mean, makeup, beat, flawless, you know, you got on different color wigs and all of that. I just think it's just too much, it's too young. And then my thing is, what are the parents thinking?
Right.
You know, with this whole situation, I don't think I would have ever exploited my child at 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? You know, to be doing drag. My thing is, you know, I'm all for self-individualization, but at the same time, at 9 years old, you're still trying to find yourself.
That's right. So we need people to weigh in on this. We're getting a lot of comments, so maybe we can check out some of the comments maybe and see. But it's better if you just call us at 516-387-1251 and just express your opinion, you know, then.
Yeah.
You know, so because we're getting a lot of comments on the Facebook side, but we need you to call in 516-387-1251. And then the next thing is let's talk about as well is what's the trans versus drag?
Right.
What's the difference?
What's the true difference or the real definition of what trans and drag mean? Now, anybody that knows me, you know, I'm very educated, and I Google.com, Google.com, you know, what does drag mean, and also what does transgender mean, and drag is pretty much the definition of what drag is a man who dresses up in women's clothing, typically for the purpose of entertainment.
Right.
Keyword, entertainment. And transgender is denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex.
Okay.
That's the difference, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. All right. We know that's the difference. So what is it that people are having a problem identifying? So, for instance, can a trans girl go on RuPaul?
They've actually had that to happen before. I forgot which season it was, but they actually had that to happen. I'm not against that, but my thing is this right here. Being transgender is is a lifestyle. You know, that's something that I feel like, you know, I didn't choose to be this. You know, I feel like I was innately born to be a woman eventually.
Okay.
And it's pretty much what the definition says. You know, denoting or relating a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. And I just do not feel, and did not feel at the time, that my personal, that my birth sex as a male identified with what and how I was feeling.
Okay. Okay.
And when I look at, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race, my thing is this right here. That's entertainment. Pretty much what the definition said. It's a form of art. You know,
right.
It's just something that, that people do to, you know, to show, I believe, their creativity.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We need people to weigh in on this. 516-387-1251. Now, we're getting a lot of comments and everything. So,
really?
I don't know. Maybe we should address
some
of this. Want
to scroll back?
Yeah. And maybe identify some of the people.
Okay. So, we got...
I can't see that.
So, we got Douglas Rand said, what does Darian think? I gave my opinion. She being interviewed, please, within the culture. Yeah, my thing is in the article that in the Huffington Post that you emailed to me, when I was reading it, something that I had a major issue and concern about. Okay. Was that in the article, what they were doing was they were saying that the guy, what's the boy's name?
Latakia. 9 years old.
9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they were referring to him as she in the article. And I have been in, I sat in trans groups,
mm-hmm.
you know, support groups and things like that. And pronouns are extremely important
okay.
to us because nobody wants to walk out the house and knowing that you're trans and people, you know, in your past that have known you know that you're trans and, you know, want and start referring to you as a he, and that's not what you're giving off.
Okay.
So I just think that looking at this 9-year-old boy, you know, referring to himself as, you know, referring to himself as she, I think that's a slap in the face to the trans community. Nothing against, you know, drag queens or anything like that that are, you know, old enough to do what they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? That can make their own sound decisions. But I just think, you know, referring to himself as a she in that instance just was a slap in the face.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting right there. And let's see, we got any other comments? We have a couple callers. I have to identify a couple callers real quick. We have a caller from area code 478 and area code 601. Thank you for calling. What's your opinion?
My opinion on that is, well, my name is Derek, and I'm calling from Mississippi.
Okay.
And my opinion on that is, you know, that person is still a child. And by that person being a child, you know, they shouldn't, it's too early for that right now. And me, myself, you know, I'm involved with a transgender now. And
okay. So you date a trans woman, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I look at it as my woman, in which it is. And it's right now, it's a little bit too early for that. You know, that's really
Absolutely.
All I got to
say. Absolutely, Derek. I definitely agree. 9 years old is too early. I think you need to be playing in the sandbox somewhere.
All right. and we have we have another caller online as well. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, sis.
Bacon in the house.
Like Zay was saying, I totally agree. At 9 years old, you need to be out playing, not being in drag. Nothing against, you know, what he may think he wants to be right now. But at the age of 9, and for the parents to even allow your child to think at this point that, you know, not saying it's not okay for later, but like he would, you know, Zay was saying, drag is something that people, you don't see 9-year-olds walking around in drag. That's something, you know, for older people who decide that's something that they want to do for entertainment purposes.
Absolutely.
But then what do you say to the parent that says, well, I knew my kid, I know what he already know what he wants to be. And I can tell.
I'm a parent of,
you know, you got this parent saying that, I knew since he was a toddler that he wanted to do drag.
Okay, that's a lot.
You know?
Me personally, as a
parent. Oh, somebody got some feedback in the background? All right.
Is that me? Okay, me as a parent and what I would advise them to do, yeah, you can see certain signs, but as a toddler, 1, 2, and 3 years old, you don't catch those type of signs at that age.
Absolutely.
You really don't. Okay. I have 2 kids, and if my girl, and I have 2 girls, I don't have a boy, but in the event I was looking for those type of signs because of the, you know, the day and time that we live in today, then that will be different because, you know, once they actually get around certain people and around, you know, our society as we live in today, they'll be in that environment where they're learning different things. At 9, you're still in school with kids. They're not really learning that type of thing unless you're putting it out there for them to learn.
Okay.
So, I would just tell them as parents, like, I think it's more so for their benefit than the child. Because honestly, at 9 years old, you're supposed to be out playing and living your life.
Okay. Well, let me get a lot of feedback. Somebody has something. Okay, that's what's up. All right, let me throw this out to you now. Since we talk about the 9-year-old drag queen, did you know there was a club? They got a club in New York just for kids 10 years old to drag queen.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no, I did not know that.
Yeah.
First of all, who's starting a club for 10 year olds?
Amazing.
And it was founded.
It was founded. A 10-year-old boy had a dream to have a drag club for children. So I imagine what his parents did it, and though his parents said, even though he was quite young, he expressed an interest in dressing up in drag as a toddler. And now, so we have a caller from area code 901. You want to weigh in on this? Call area code 901. Hey.
Hi, Stan. Hi, Sis. Varian. This is
Tommy. What's going on?
I figured out where the number was. So y'all know I'm going to play devil's advocate, right? So I just feel as if people just police people's identity or just what they feel they want to do. I mean, for me, I was young when I realized that I knew my whole life I was going to be a woman. And, I mean, regardless of the fact, I mean, we don't know whose lives we are saving in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though these kids may be children and they need to play in a sandbox, but they're smart enough to know that they're not happy with their gender. And for me, I know I wasn't happy with my gender at a young age. So, I mean, and you have to understand, these children, sometimes they are committing suicide. Like, it's a lot of young kids who commit suicide because they're not able to express themselves in the way they want to express themselves.
Right.
And the parents and everybody that have opinion about their lives, they usually are, like, scarring these children for being who they only know how to be.
Okay. We have a caller from area code 313. Thank you for joining us. But that's the point when we're talking about is, but at 9 years old, are you making that decision?
You talking to me?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
At 9 years old, I mean, gender starts young. It doesn't have a limit. Well, I mean, of course, at 2 and 3, well, some 3 years do can express that. It doesn't just come out and say, oh, you know, I want to do that. It's natural. Your mind starts off saying, this is what I want to do, and then everything else follows. It's just fluidity over time. So it doesn't matter, like, when it happens, it just happens. And I think unless you are a person who lives that type of lifestyle, you wouldn't understand that. Or I wouldn't even say lifestyle. If this calling of this type of life would be in your life, then you wouldn't understand.
Right. My question is, though, are you allowing your son to dress as drag, like, just when he wants, or is he really identifying himself as a woman, but he's dressing drag too? If you're going to live that life, then, you know, live the life. Don't just say, oh, I'm a drag 9 year old. If you really feel in your heart that that's something that you really want to do, if you want to be a woman and you're referring yourself to a she, then
confused.
Why only dress in drag?
I'm confused. So the drag, the child is just like dressing up and doing shows? Because that's what drag is to me.
That's what the title of, you know, what it was saying he was, a 9-year-old drag queen. That's why I'm asking, okay, so is he only dressing drag, or is he really identifying himself as a she, and is his parents going to allow him to live that lifestyle?
That child may be trying to make money, honey. I don't know. You stopping a check, child. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And that's why
I'm not gay.
Yeah, and that's why we're saying something about parents' exploitation. I'm not going to allow my I'm not going to exploit my 9-year old just to make money if it's only, you know, going to be drag. If it's something that my child is really true at heart about, I'm okay with that. But just, you know,
with everything that happens on the television nowadays, with RuPaul Drag Race and all these different shows that come on, heck, even with how they are just interacting with their environment, I mean, how can you say that, you know, it's just something that, I mean, maybe that's what they've learned to do and it's what they want to do. So you're going to stop them from just doing what they want to do? I mean, it ain't got
to
be exploitation. It's just going
to
be what they're comfortable doing.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If that's what you want to do and you true at heart, I'm all for it. But they're talking about parents exploiting the child, you know, for being a 9-year-old drag queen. So I'm like, is it something that he really wants to do?
Oh, no, if it's not the child, if it's not the child's decision,
My thing has been like this. Just like what you all just, I'm not sure which one of you all were talking, but you said the key word, they learn how to do that. And so my thing is, anything that you can learn, you can unlearn it. That's just my personal opinion. But I think habits are things that you can't get rid of. So I feel like at this age, at 9 years old, it is too young, and I do think that it's exploitation, and I do think that it is for a check. Now, my thing is this right here. I looked at this situation and kind of, you know, compared it to the young girls that do the tiaras, that do those shows, and their parents and their mothers have them dressed up, and they're spending thousands of dollars on dresses and makeup, and I think that's a form of exploitation.
Yeah, so I watch it too, and those little girls really don't want to be doing that. They are
they don't. Absolutely, they don't. But my thing is this right here. I think I'll just be honest. At 5 years old, I knew then that I wanted to be a woman. I knew that I was a little girl on the inside. I knew that at 5 years old, and I'm pretty sure a lot of my other trans girls out there feel the same way. But I didn't grow up saying, oh, at 9 years old, oh, yeah, I'm going to do drag, because I was still in jeans and a T-shirt and wear suits on Sunday.
Okay.
You know, so
and I
just think, and my thing is at 9 years old, my parents were, you know, they sheltered us and tried to keep us away from, you know, negative things like that, because no parent wants their child to be out here exploited and have to go through, you know, bad things. And I just think reading the article, that was a lot of backlash. And, you know, the guy Hilton that actually designed the clothes, that made the design of clothes, was getting, you know, backlash and getting death threats because people thought that it was exploitation. So weigh in or give us a call.
Okay.
The number is 516-387-1251. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts.
Okay. Okay. And also, my next point is that I'm also looking at something about the parent whose child, the drag kid. Okay. We're going to get on that in a moment. We have to break for a commercial. And so we'll get back on that part of it when we get back from commercial. You are listening and watching Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR, the women's station, Atlanta, Georgia.
Instead of the back seat, in the front seat, instead of the back seat, something between us, a given part. You only tell me that I'm pretty in the dark, in the front seat, instead of the back seat, in the front seat, instead of the back seat. Now, you don't think that I know just where you go. You don't think that I know where you go. Well, it's in the way you walk, it's in the way you talk. You say that you love me, but I know someone else. Now it's in the way you lie, it's in the way you cry. You say that you love me, but I know someone else. Now, 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 I know someone else. Now, 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 now. A pair of shoes that have been standing by the feet, in the back seat instead of the front seat, in the back seat instead of the front seat. I have to say, you say the mine, but I'm sure I haven't shrunk it down to a nine. In the back seat instead of the front seat, in the back seat instead of the front seat. Now, you don't think that I know just where you go. Where you go, you don't think that I know just where you go. Well, it's in the way you walk, it's in the way you talk. You say that you love me, but I know someone else. Now it's in the way you cry, it's in the way you lie. You say that you love me, but I know someone else. Now, 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 now. I know someone else.
I was never trying to change you. I was changing me in hopes that it would change you. But it seemed these other women were insane to you. You open your eyes, it still remains to you. Got you bought it with the nine chain to you. Tried to kickball, change so I could dance with you. Tried to pot a beret, but it was torn to you. so I rocked away. I'm losing me to you. Remember when I used to play between your legs and had to beg for me to do it because it was nothing to it. Ride or die, bed test to show it and prove it. Gave you everything because when I do it, I do it. Now you switching up like you just don't give a what, what. Man, I swear to God, my love is running out on luck, what. Getting good and spinning like your name is King Tut, what. Man, I hate to say it, but this shit is really suck. You ain't gonna have me stuck. I love the way you move and everything you do. It can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you. I wanna be with you. I want to make love too. It can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you. I see that this ain't made for you. It's too much for you, but what am I supposed to do? Cause I'm in love with you, got me feeling like a fool. For putting up with you, why'd I give it all to you? Everything I thought was true. Now every man that catch my attention is a substitute. We were supposed to win, was looking forward to that W. And every single worked hard for is material. That's all that lasted our relationship, that shit is pitiful. Put you on a pedestal and chips and you was doing you. I was rooting for you, boo. Now you got me booing you. They told me not to fuck with you, your colors, I was. See the truth, make sure you're hot as nigga proof. So he bust a shot at you, now he bust a shot at you. Feeling like he's a fellow boo. Sexual, it's edible, got me feeling like cannibal. If you knew all the little things this nigga put me through, like wrong with my labels and no cables, because he's had a rule.
Okay, welcome back to Trans Entertainment Network Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR, the Women's Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic for the night is kids doing drag. And is it too early for a 9-year-old or 8-year-old to decide that they want to do drag? And then at the same time, is that exploiting the child? Is your child dragged? Is your child trans? And then I want to do parents. Do they know the difference?
Right.
You know, do they know what they're doing?
And then not only that, Stan, but they have a drag club.
Right, in New York.
That was started by a 10-year-old boy.
Right.
In New York City. Like, that's crazy. Like, who does that?
Right. And, you know, and the parents say they noticed when the child was a toddler. Toddler to me is like 2 years old. And said, I knew as a toddler that he wanted to do drag. How did he know? I mean, what was it that he wanted the pink pamper instead of the blue pamper?
you know, that's a good point. That's
so
a good point.
What makes that, how do you decide that? Okay, and so we're getting a lot of comments off of Facebook, but we need you guys to call in and let everybody know what your opinion is, and it's just simple as that. Call in at 516-387-1251 and just state your comments. We're getting a lot, like I said, we're getting a lot on Facebook, but let me hear your comments.
So we get some hits on Facebook. I would like for my good mother, Livy Yon, to call in 516-387-1251. Can you call us and tell us, like, how old you were when you decided that you wanted to start doing drag? Because you are a beast. You are a beast at what you do, and I know you've been in the game for a long time. So I definitely want you to call in and give us your opinion about that. Thank you so much for commenting.
Read some of the comments out loud.
Some of the comments that are being said is that I think the parents should allow their son to be a son, and if he wants to go that direction, when he becomes an adult, he can make that decision. Another comment says, I just think the parents need to let him decide his or her life if that's what he is wanting to do. Not make a dime if that's what they're doing.
Okay. We have a caller from area code 478. Area code 478. Okay, caller, go ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, sissy.
Hi. What's up?
It's your sister, Zay. Well, you know, I'm the one that left all them comments. You know, I just feel like if, you know, he wants to do that, like I said in the comments, then I feel like he has the opportunity to do that when he gets older. However, and I'm not saying that, you know, at 9 he doesn't know what he wants to do, whether be a boy or be a girl, but I do feel like, you know, it's the parents' ultimate decision to determine how their child's life is ran at that point, because you know, it's so much stuff that's going on TV. It's so much stuff that is already exploiting these children, thinking that, you know, this is the right way of living. Not saying there is a right or wrong way, but, you know, just biblically speaking, you would want to raise your child up the way they're supposed to be raised. And again, if they want to go that direction when they get older, then that's fine. But I just feel like at the end of the day, the parents should be parents and do what's best for their child and not allow a 9-year-old to dictate what they think their life should be based on what they see on television.
Okay, so I got a question for you, Dionysia. Now, when you say grow up and be that way, are you saying grow up and be a drag queen, or are you saying grow up and be or identify as trans? Which one are you saying?
You know, both, actually, because clearly, like you guys said earlier, don't even know if the parents even know the difference. But, I mean, if deep down inside, if drag is all he wants to do, then, yeah, let him make that decision when he get older. However, if he do decide that, you know, being a transgender woman is what he wants to do, then make that decision. But I feel like he should make that when he knows who he is as a person, because at the end of the day, children are brainwashed by a lot of things. Children are brainwashed, mm-hmm. and they want to do things based off what they see in their surroundings. So I just feel like if the parents wasn't putting their child in that situation, maybe he wouldn't even know what drag is. So again, if he wants to be transgender or a drag queen, that's fine. But I feel like still the parents should step in and raise their child how their child's supposed to be raised.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your opinion about that. Thank you so much. Can you all give us a call? Call in 516-387-1251.
Weigh in and tell us what you think.
Weigh in. Tell us what you think about this 9-year-old boy being a drag queen.
Right. And about even if they have a drag club just for kids. You know, and the...
I have a question, Stan. This is my question. Should a drag queen refer to him or herself as a she if she doesn't or he doesn't identify as trans?
Okay. So you go to a drag club, essentially you're saying that because they don't, I know some that consider themselves trans, though. Should a drag queen present herself as trans?
Hey, Stan, can you hear me?
How can you use this? Troy?
It's Troy, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Troy?
Hey, Troy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was doing stuff, so I didn't want you to hear all the stuff that I was doing while I was doing it. So I had to say incognito, but on our question, you know, you have gay men who refer to each other as she anyway, so that's something that's not different. You know, they refer to each other in feminine terms. You know, so you know somebody's in drag. You know, because of course I've been to a drag show or 20 or 25 or 50 or 100 in my day. So, you know, okay. Some of them do, but. Getting back to the main point about, you know, a 9-year-old, I don't know about all that, you know, because, you know, at 9 years old, you're still trying to find yourself, you know, and if that child, you know, felt that they wanted to be in a different gender, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But, you know, doing drag shows and getting into that lifestyle, because you need to have a certain mentality to be able to deal with all that, all the backlash, because this kid's getting a ton of backlash right now. And
absolutely.
At 9 years old, you're not equipped to deal with that kind of scrutiny, with that kind of hate from social media and things like that. So that's really, really important when you think about children, because children are very, very impressionable. And when they're hearing all of this negativity about them and who they are and trying to search for their own identity and find their own place, then yes, that could be a problem. You know, so I wouldn't be comfortable allowing my child to do drag, but it's different if that child wanted to transition or was feeling, you know, feeling that they were a different gender. So those are two entirely different animals, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I do agree with you with them being two different entities, because they are. Because at the beginning of the show, what I did was I actually read the definition of what a drag queen was and what a transgender person was. And pretty much the main difference between the two that separated the two for me was that drag queens do it for entertainment.
Right, that's true.
But there are trans women who do drag.
Yeah, that and I understand that and I get that. But my whole point is this: you know, I don't knock anybody that does drag. I think it's beautiful. It's artful. It's very entertaining. But at the end of the day, for me, I know when it's all said and done, if I was not a transgender woman now and I decided I wanted to do drag, I'm not going to bed with 10 pounds of makeup on my face.
Right, right.
You know, I'm not doing that. All of that is coming off, and I'm going back, living my life as a man.
Exactly. Okay. You're right. You have no disagreements for me.
No.
Sorry.
And then the next thing I got to think about when you're talking about a 9-year-old doing drag. Now, my next question is, are we exposing children to things too early now? I mean, I'm very open-minded, and I remember being in Chicago, and I was coming down Michigan Avenue, and I'm very open-minded. And then when they had Pride going on, I saw people staying at, like, downtown on Michigan Avenue at the Hilton Hotel, and now you got men walking around with their asses out wearing these chaps. You know, and I mean, it's early in the day, like around noon, and so you're seeing these kind of activity, and then you got the parents that
walking down the street with their kids, and I know I'm open-minded, but walking down the street in daylight and seeing a man with chaps with his ass out, and then my kids being exposed.
Right.
So, and a kid seeing that as a little boy, thinking that something sensual in his brain, you know, he sees something. I don't know. I mean, and then, you know, he saw a cowboy like that, like, oh, wow, I like to play cowboy, you know, and then he'll go home and put the chaps on, you know, from his little cowboy set and have his butt out. I mean,
well,
my thing is, I'm not trying to be funny, but don't that have an impression on children? I mean, are we really exposing them to a lot, even bringing, taking them out to pride parades? And I know we should do things as a family, but there are things that go on at those parades that don't go on in the Macy's parade.
Well, let me say this,
okay.
I can speak on a couple of different from a couple of different angles on this.
Okay.
First of all, my youngest son was 3 years old when Toy and I got together. Okay. My other son was right around 14 or 15. So, you know, I had the discussions that I had with my older son and my younger son were two different stories, two different conversations, because my 15-year-old was older. He understood things. He understood terminology. As far as my younger son, I really didn't say anything to him until he started to become of age, and then he began to hear things negatively from his mother and his mother's family. So, you know, you have to make things appropriate. But in saying that, you know, that didn't make my sons feel a certain way about trans women. They respect trans women. They understand that trans women are women. But that didn't force them to be one way or the other. I have a nephew who when we knew he was gay when he was about, you know, 7 or 8, you know, and even my son who's 31 years old now, my nephew's 34. He was younger, and you know, he wasn't even 9 years old, 8 years old. He just said, you know, Daddy, you know, Kevin is just gay. You know, and I was like, well, what does that mean to you? You know, and he said, well, he just don't want to play football. He don't want to do nothing. He just want to do all that girly stuff, you know. And I was like, so you don't like your cousin? He's like, no, I love my cousin. So again, him knowing that his cousin was different, he was just mad because he wouldn't do the things that he liked to do versus him being very negative about who he, you know, what he was identifying with, or even truly understanding at that point what gay meant. So you can't make nobody gay. You're not going to force anybody to be trans, which is like the end of the story. So you either are or you aren't. Nobody's going to force you. Nobody's twisting your arm. Nobody's making you do something just because you see it. That, to me, that's crazy talk. You know, you can talk to your kids. You know, there's some men who are gay. That this is not normal. This is a parade. And you can explain it to them. If you don't explain stuff to your children and have open and honest conversations like I did with my sons defend trans women to this day. He'll call to her mom. You know.
All right, we got to call
how you set the table.
Okay, caller from 786 area code. Are you there? No, 786 area code.
Can you identify yourself, please?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Zarian.
Yeah, somebody has a TV or something on.
Right. Hello?
Okay, you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you identify yourself, please?
Yes, this is Douglas. Zarian, I love you.
I love you too.
I think you're my favorite friend. I absolutely love you. I wanted to chime in.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to say a couple of things. So one thing I wanted to say was when the question is in reference to age, it bothers me when people say things about transgender and age, because what if, okay, you're saying 9, you can't say a specific age, because, okay, the child is 9, the child is displaying symptoms at 9 years old. Well, what if the child was 15? So the way you all are saying it, it's like, okay, well, the child's 9, you can't do this, you can't do that at 9. It's almost like you're limiting it based off of the age. Well, what if the kid was 14? What if the kid was 15? And the second thing I want to question is, what if the kid was a transgender male, a man or a man, you know, from female to male? Like, I feel like it's almost a statement like, well, what if it's a male to female? Well, what if it was a female to male? What do you all feel in reference to that? Like, because that happens all the time, and that usually happens before 16. Women typically transition to male way before, like, 15, 16 all the time. What's your thoughts behind that? And that's my question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much, Father, for your question. My thing is this right here. I just think I'll just say this and I'll defend it. At 9 years old, you're too young. Because around the age of 15 and 16, you're at around 15, 16, you're trying to figure out who you are sexually, because hormones are racing. You know, you're having sex here. You're trying to experiment with this, that, and that there. So I think I think at 15 to 16, around that age, you're coming into young adulthood, because, like, between the ages of, like, 13 and 14, that's adolescence for me. So during that phase, you're still trying to learn who you are, but by the time you're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, by that time, you have already transitioned or even have selected, in my opinion, a type of lifestyle you would like to have done. Because I know growing up in Macon, in high school, you know, I had a lot of LGBT friends. And some, you know, over the years have just remained, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual. And then some have just, you know, said, hey, well, you know, look, I'm straight now. And for me, it's just a phase during that age, during high school. But at 9 years old, I think the parents should have had some type of, I don't want to say lockdown or anything on the child or anything like that, but I just feel like they should have had more of a better handle on that type of situation. That's why I feel like it's exploitation and it's for fame. And to your second question, if it was a female-to-male transitioning, that's different than them doing drag. Because at the end of the day, once you start this transition, you know, this is something that you're choosing that you want to be, because as the definition states, it's denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. So at 9 years old, if I go to my mom and dad and say, hey, look, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm a male, but I feel like I'm a woman, then it's my parents' responsibility at 9 years old to say, okay, well, let's look into this. But doing drag, that's something that's a whole nother ball game for me. Because at the end of the day, I think it's about making money for the parents. That's just my point of view.
All right, let me weigh in on something, too. Now, even with that said, so my thing is, okay, we're looking at a child. And so as a child, are we forcing something on a child? For instance, a person that does drag will identify itself as a man, and I'm an illusionist. How does a 9-year-old distinguish that, hey, I'm a little boy, but I dress up as a girl for fun? You see what I'm saying? And now how does he start trying to identify, you know? And then, and those kind of, I mean, as a kid, you know, your parents telling you, now remember, you're a little boy, but you just dress up like a girl because of fun or because of, you know, are you really screwing up that kid?
Well,
you know,
Stan, like I said, my son was young when Toy and I got together, and when my ex-wife tried to take custody from me, because of that. And Toy and I were broke up at that point, but my son was, you know, 12, 13 years old at the time. And he told the therapist, because I asked him to see a therapist because she was trying to claim that this was damaging him. And he educated the therapist on the difference between gender identity and sexuality. So kids are a lot smarter than what you're giving them credit for. Because my son was able to tell this woman, you know, that Miss Toy was not a man. And then he went to explain gender identity, and then he went to explain sexuality to a grown up. You know, and he was early in his early teens or preteens. So, you know, like I said, I knew my nephew was gay before he even had sexual contact with people. He was just soft. You know, that was him. You know, everybody knew it, but nobody wanted to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Especially in black families where you don't want to talk about things that are in your face, or you see that daughter that you have, but she's dressing as a boy, she's looking real, you know, like a stud or, you know, a butch lesbian, and you see those signs, but you ignore them, and then you get angry because you think that there's something, you know, what you're doing. No, you've seen this since they were younger, but you decided not to either talk about it, act on it, or you just simply ignored it. And
but
that's
then,
the problem.
All right, real quick, Troy, because we get ready to go to commercial. I got another question, and we get ready to go to break for commercial. But when we come back, I just want to address this. How do you sit and then, and I want you all to think about this, and we need you guys to call in and weigh in. Now, as a child, a kid, how do you sit back to tell a kid, a child, about if they're feminine? How do you approach them? Do you tell a kid that if I see my son, he's feminine, how do I sit and approach him about his femininity, if I pronounced it right? But then we're going to a commercial break. When I come back, really, how do you address a child about their sexuality at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old? And then should you address them about it? Because you might be bringing up something that they're not even thinking about. Phone is 516-387-1251. We're going to commercial. And all the music you're hearing, by the way, are Trans Entertainment Network artists. And that's what we play. All right, and we'll get back to you guys in 2 minutes.
In your face, eternity sounds all right. Living in the hills, we can go anywhere together. Stay in just one place. I can't do it without you, so I wanna.
full speed. What's between my knees? What have you begging, screaming, please? I might let you taste it, but you have to say please. Anyway you like it, baby, I got what you need. And you got what I want, satisfaction guaranteed. Slipping on your body while you waiting, please to see. Anyway you take me, play it, it's alright with me. We can ride it out, Kawasaki, you and me. Shooting spots, cause you're revving on that engine. Cause I know this attention in case I didn't mention. Goddamn, you fine. Got my little body. When you look at me, you make me rock it. Cause you rock it. Going 90 on the highway. You know I love my way. I'm only just a tease, but I'ma let you try me. All the summer on your body. Got me feeling naughty. When you look at me, you make me rock it. Cause you rock it. Going 90 on the highway. Kawasaki moving. Sat down on his bike and then I had him strapped like Cupid. Ass like a pound cake, he asked me what I'm doing. So I told him I'm just trying to get that Kawasaki shooting. Let's do it.
Poet extraordinaire, me, the next level. Performing live at Club 6340, Riverdale GA's hotspot for the grown and sexy. February 11th, 2018, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., located at 6340 Highway 85, Riverdale GA 30274. Contact us at 404-392-4273. Dress to impress.
US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
We're back live. And also, I want to let everybody know that you can go to the Atlanta Mix Radio website. You can just Google Atlanta Mix Radio, Trans Entertainment Network Radio, and download the app. That way you can get the rebroadcast of our show all week, 24-hour streaming. All right, so we're getting ready to go back on the air now. So,
Did you want to read some of these comments?
Yeah, go ahead and read some of the comments.
All right, so y'all, Facebook is really, really lighting up. Let's see, we had a few comments that were being said. Donnie said, unfortunately, you can shelter your child from everything in the world, but again, it's up to the parents to monitor what they see and do. What happens to parents, whatever happens to parents being parents. Parents valuing their children and protecting them. Also, another comment, you can redirect them by throwing away dogs and buying trucks. That's great. I can't.
Okay.
Man. So that's just a few of the comments that we've gotten on Facebook.
All right, and we would like you guys to call in. We got half an hour left for the show. 516-387-1251. Now, when I left off, I was just mentioning about, and I want you, whoever's on the line, I want you guys to weigh in on this. What do you think about, I mean, one of the worst shows that I used to look at, what's the show where the parents would have their little daughters in beauty pageants?
I think it's Toddlers and Tiaras.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
Now, was that too young for those little girls to be doing that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we have a caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Troy, go ahead.
Troy.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, they're putting them into the quote unquote pageant world. They're forcing them to act, you know, grown. So that's the same way I feel about the drag thing. You know, it's mm-hmm. not it's not them worried about their gender identity. It's drag is a game. Drag is a show. Drag is a pastime. It's not something that a 9-year-old should probably be focusing on, because again, like I said before, all the negativity that can come to them, they're not ready to take all of that negativity. They're not ready to take all of that harassment and all that hate that's going to come their way. You know, but
right.
If a child decides to transition, that's a different conversation. It's a different story. And, you know, you're supposed to help them protect your child. And, you know, again, I met my first trans woman when she was 15. I was 19. She had already transitioned. And she had already, you know, she looked like a girl I talked to in high school. So, you know,
right.
What was I doing?
But,
so,
you know, and that's what I was saying. It becomes to a point is that you're putting a lot of emphasis and a lot of weight on a child to make certain decisions. Now, just think now. You know,
real quick, now you know what's going to wind up happening is that they're going to have a pageant for children, for drag queens, for little, you know, ages 5 to 9. So go ahead. Okay, I got you echoing. You get close to the phone.
The number keeps letting me listen to everyone.
Okay, we can. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm finally through, I think.
Yeah.
Get through. Y'all had me on hold.
We had to pay some bills, girl.
Go ahead.
And hey, Stan, how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing
awesome.
Good.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good. Just been a real housewife of making, cooking dinner.
All right.
So
no, go ahead.
You got to ask me.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask you, Rev Young, when I saw you tune in live on Facebook, I wanted to ask you because we're talking about this 9-year-old young boy doing drag, and I just wanted to know from you, how old were you when you started, when you started drag, and then when did it really start to pretty much take over everything, mm-hmm. you know, everything that you were doing? Like, because anybody that knows Rev Young is a powerhouse. You know, I just saw you, 2 weeks ago here in Atlanta. So, I mean, you did your thing. So, so can you kind of just share with us, you know, your own personal, experience with that? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of people, some people know this and some people don't. Originally, through high school, I was transgender first. Before I started hormone treatment when I was like 14 years old. So I was pretty much on the path of transitioning. I don't know how I can say it. I was transgender for like from 14 until I was 27, 28. But in the meanwhile, while transitioning, I would do shows as well because that was a thing back in the day. The trans girl would do shows at gay clubs because you got to think we didn't have a platform such as y'all have now where we're more accepted, right. Have more options. So pretty much we would do shows and transition at the same time. But I stopped transitioning when I was I stopped transitioning and eventually the drag came along because pretty much I did the transition for the wrong reason. It wasn't because I felt like I should have been a woman. I've always like a gay boy. So mainly it was a vanity. It wasn't like that I felt personally like a lot of people feel nowadays. So I started doing shows and that started going really well with me and stuff. And it kind of like, it was hard at first because coming from Macon, Georgia, like it was really hard.
It's rough in Macon, baby.
It is. So I decided to pretty much be the best thing out of Macon, Georgia. And I'm still to this day on that road trying to get it out there. But of course, I heard y'all speaking about the kid being 9 years old, 10 years old,
right.
And doing drag. When I was 10, I didn't know what I wanted to do or be, let alone.
Right.
I don't get that.
And that's all, you know, I think me and Sam didn't agree on, you know, all 9 you've gotten different views about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, at 9 years old, you know, you don't know, you really don't know who you are. The only thing you know is that you're a child.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead.
Like one of the other callers said, that's the time, I was just telling my husband, this is the time, pretty much because we all know where it comes from, it's Drag Race. Because Drag Race now is a household name, and you have to, the same way back in the day when we were older, how our parents monitor us from watching. You didn't watch nothing with nobody naked, cursing, or any obscene.
That's right.
How that. Drag Race, I give them kudos. It's great that they're mainstream now, but they still should be up under the category, okay, my kids can't watch it. Kids should not watch Drag Race, I'm sorry. It's cute and dainty, yes it is, but it's not for kids. It's for preteens and up, my personal opinion.
Okay, but let me say this, okay? Because we're talking about a drag queen, a young boy,
yeah.
What's the uproar about tutus and tiaras? Well, little girls, three years old.
I remember.
Why is that more acceptable?
Kids, boys go through. Not saying that all boys go through it. I know my mom told me when I was younger. You got to keep in mind, I have an older brother. I was the only child, pretty much the baby. So by the time I came around, he was pretty much out of the house. And it was just me and my mom. I was up her ass all the time. But she said I went through a phase of playing in her clothes and pretty much wearing her heels and stuff. But you have to think about it. It was just only my mother. My father worked. He was military, so he was, like, in and out. So I really didn't see him as much coming up. So I kind of took on. Kids are like sponges. They absorb any water that they're around. I speak and say water as their surroundings. So whatever they see, they're going to project pretty much.
So. Okay. That's what's up.
See, and that's where I have a slight disagreement, because again, you know, my youngest was around trans women from the time he was three. You know, that was his stepmother. That's who picked him up from school. That's who fixed him dinner. That's who put him to bed. That's who, you know, he saw his daddy argument. You know, and yet, you know, he's what you would call, and I hate using the term, but just for argument's purposes, you know, heteronormative. You know, he just dates, you know, cis women. So he's 20. He'll be 21 years old in a minute. So, you know, you say kids are like sponges. Well, he sees daddy doing this. Well, that didn't affect him. He has a better understanding about trans women.
If your wife is transgender, he's seeing the female illusion, so he's not knowing pretty much what's going on. He just sees a woman.
Oh no, his mother, my ex-wife. Oh, she called her all. She misgendered her to death, mm-hmm.
but
on every occasion that she has.
Just because I'm saying that, that doesn't float everyone's boat, pretty much.
Right.
That might be a whole different scenario with you and your family, but I'm just simply saying.
No, but,
kids,
but what I'm saying, you're saying kids are sponges. But,
yes,
you know,
nowadays,
I have two sons. Neither one of them, you know, I think that if you talk to kids and you have open and honest conversations with them, that changes the game. If you pretend like it doesn't exist, that's going to make a kid focus on it, or they're gonna pursue it in a way to get those answers to those questions.
But nowadays,
okay, but let me.
You have to think of the child's well-being as well, because now the world is not the same as it used to be. There are a lot more struggles. It's a lot more dangerous for anyone, especially transgender people or anyone that's different, not heterosexual. It's a lot more dangerous now, so you should push it a little bit more. If your child is dressed, if this little boy is dressing up and acting out, that's him being a child trying to find himself, expressing himself. His mother or his father, whichever the case may be, they need to sit down, like you said, and talk to him and explain to him, hey, this
well,
is what...
Well, let me say something. You know, now, one of the 10-year-old drag queen's parents... Mm-hmm. They had him see a therapist, and according to them, the therapist said, hey, just let him be him right now, and if he grows out of this dress, then that's him. But let him do what he's doing.
Yeah.
My point is, I agree with that. But now, if I start entering my son into drag pageants, I'm not, you see what I'm saying? I'm not letting him, you know, go ahead.
I get what you're saying. Totally, it's a lot going on. Like it's
absolutely. And I want to say this. You being a phenomenal drag queen yourself, I brought up during our last commercial break to Shan, and I think some of the Facebook users saw that my point with this right here. You have a drag club for children. These aren't teenagers. I'm talking about children.
Ridiculous.
What doors are you opening up for pedophiles if, you know, those people that, you know, that can't keep their hands off of children from, you know, posting up at, you know, the little club there. And then my thing is, who do you blame for that? Do you blame the pedophile? Do you blame the parent at that point?
It's just like mainly dangling a baby over a cage of hungry wolves. You're inviting.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I totally don't agree with that. I think that's crazy as hell.
Yes, very.
But that's no different. But that's no different than that Toddlers and Tiaras show.
Oh,
it's
now
exactly
that
the same thing. Those little girls are over sexualized.
True.
You know, and that and so to me, there's really no difference. It's six in one hand, half dozen in the other.
They're going to do a drag pageant for kids.
Oh,
and people are going to find it really cute.
That's so cute. And see, that's why.
What's the designing show that they had where they had the Heidi Klum starred in it?
Rip the Runway.
Rip the Runway. They got to Rip the Runway for kids. And when you look at these kids, and it's great for them to be creative. But you see all the femininity in it and then I have to say this, you know, how would our children, well, we got 3 minutes left and we're going to have to wrap it up, but
it's been a good show.
It's been a good show and we're going to really have to continue because there's some things I have to do. I have to wrap it up and then I have to go into some things with what's coming up with Trans Entertainment. Hey, Troy, as always, bro, you always great. You enlighten us. All our callers, appreciate you guys because we can't get anywhere if we don't have a dialogue. And
yeah,
as
that's
long
why
as
I love
we start
you, brother.
Having this dialogue now, because, you know, we need to have that. And we need to have a dialogue. Everybody complains about all the issues. And
yeah.
we never talk about these things. So that's what we're doing. We're talking about it. We ain't going to solve nothing. And we ain't going to change a lot of minds. But at least we're getting the conversation out there. And our next week's show, you're going to want to tune in as well because we're going to be dealing with trans men who date and marry trans women. That is next week's show. Trans men who date and marry trans women. Then that's next week's topic. So we're going to do that. But let me wrap up with things. We have Atlanta Mix Radio. And by the way, February the 9th, we'll be in Chicago, Friday, February the 9th. At the Love Out Loud Ball at Chicago State University, presented by the Student Government Association. And they're going to be focusing on trans and queer empowerment and trans youth in the ballroom scene. They're going to be all kind of activities. Doors open at 5 p.m. And Trans Entertainment Network artists Chrissy G, Crystal Beverly, and Rocio will be performing. And then Saturday, February 10th, we'll be back down in Atlanta. And Rocio will be performing at the Atlanta Indie Fashion Weekend show during Bronner Brothers Hair Weekend. And that's going to be at the 9/11 Exclusive Salon, 675 Metropolitan Parkway. And then on Sunday, we'll be at Phase 1 in Stone Mountain. And that's Sunday, February the 11th, for Trans Sundays. And that's where everything goes.
It's going
down. Answers. All the trans artists are going to be in the building performing. It is going to be off the chain, and it's only $3. So with that said, we have to wrap up for the night. It's a little short, but we got to run. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
And go to Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMR, and go to the website and download that app. That way you can listen to the rebroadcast of our show. But like I said, next week, trans men dating and marrying trans women. Until then, I'm Stan G. Lucas, and
I am Darian the lovely Lovelace.
All right. All right. Next week, y'all. We out. Hello.
tell me all the things you forgot when I was your man. Hey, hey, when I was your man, if I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you and do all the things that only your best friend can? Only best friends can.
The new look and feel of